Believing in Europe. Sometime at the end of February, you're sitting in your small room in the flat you share, and you feel empty. You've watched the news, as you do from time to time every now and then when you want to know if anything good has happened today. But today is another day in which the world seems dull and heavy. It's the anniversary of the Hanau murders, the government is crawling, Navalny has died, and so it goes on and on. All you really want to do is rest. You'd rather be somewhere in the sun by the sparkling blue sea in Italy, Albania, or maybe Spain? You know that you're not the only one who has those thoughts. That makes it less awful and, at the same time, much worse. To be petrified by the speed and ferocity with which the next crisis comes crashing onto the shore, wave after wave, to be saddened by the normality of hatred between people. To be ashamed of all the privileges one grew up with when many others didn't. To feel anger towards aggressively grumpy macho autocrats who, as old as they are knocking on death's door but still believe the world revolves around them? You know all this, and so do many others of your generation. Then you think, isn't it also a bit of a privilege to feel such world weariness? Because what we are talking about here with wagging finger and measured moralizing is not our reality. Other people ask every day, what can I afford to eat today? How can I finance my daughter's school? And will we still manage to live here next year? Or will it be so hard that the harvest fails again, the animals founder, and we die of thirst? They don't have the time, energy, or capacity to deal with our world weariness because what we talk about is their reality. And far too often, we just talk about them, not with them. You're thinking all this in your small room in the flat you share at the end of February. And it makes no sense. Confusing thoughts and chaotic times, nevertheless, you start writing these lines because you want to believe, hope, dream of Europe. Let's believe in Europe. In the 12 stars on sky blue and many white doves. In Justicia, the just woman. Then maybe someday the world will seem less grey. And where your gentle wings rest, all people will be brothers and sisters. But what is this Europe we are supposed to believe in? Well, Europe is, for example, when Bosch, Paella and Manti come together and we cry to Stromae's Papa Ute when we take our ID card to hitchhike to Bucharest and camp in Finland under the northern lights. Freedom. Europe is where anyone can kiss anyone, where my body, my choice holds true and I can wear anything weird, shrill, strong. I don't have to let a man tell me what to do. Equality. Europe is also where Ukrainians find refuge and people and cultures unite, where hundreds of thousands take to the streets against Putin and stand up for democracy and peace. Solidarity. Unfortunately, Europe is also where the woman with the highest office in the EU doesn't get a chair. Dear Mr. Erdogan, give her a seat or next meeting you will be the one watching from the street. Where violence at external borders seems to simply happen and refugees who are stranded on Greek islands between holidays and barbed wire at the gates of Europe hope for a better life or have long since given up hope, where democratic principles are called into question and fascism once again finds a fertile breeding ground. They always say history does not repeat itself, but 1933 feels closer than ever. Indeed, sometimes Europe seems like a well-intentioned dystopia, a pale black and white copy of a perfect world in which the ode to joy melody as the last harmonious fantasy of sound gradually fades away. Yes, Europe doesn't mean to always be of one mind, and still I won't break your leg for it. Europe is not always love, peace and harmony and Friede, Freude, Eierkuchen. No endless exchange of kisses à la française between Macron and von der Leyen, yet that's exactly what it's about. Seeking compromises, even after 90 hours of summit meetings in stuffy, sterile conference rooms full of smelly black patent leather shoes, about bearing up when things get difficult, about fighting when everything appears hopeless, accepting differences and being able to shake hands in the end, saying merci and prego, asking, como estás? Let's believe in Europe, in the 12 stars on sky blue and many white doves, And just Tisha, the just woman, then maybe someday the world will seem less grey, and where your gentle wings rest, all people will be brothers and sisters. Because it's not about the completion or perfection of Europe. Europe is a process, dynamic, sometimes growing, sometimes stagnating, sometimes pulsating with force, then flabby again, sometimes louder, sometimes quieter. Good things take time, and change does not happen overnight from one day to the next. But as long as you feel the gentle wings, see the 12 stars on sky blue and many white doves, everything seems less grey. As long as there is a fire of hope within you, sprinkle sparks of confidence and rejoice in this crazy world. It starts in the mind with freedom, equality and solidarity. Because if you believe in Europe, in the 12 stars on sky blue, and many white doves, in just Tisha, the just woman, then, after all, you also believe in this terribly magnificent world.